Street View Podcast is part of the Dallas Public Library's Homeless Engagement Initiative, dedicated to increasing community awareness of issues related to homelessness. The opinions expressed are solely those of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Dallas Public Library or the City of Dallas.
How do you want to see it? What do you want to do? You got it all figured out, straight from your cube. Life's a musical, maybe a carousel. How do you want to see it? What do you want to do? Perception starts with selection. The same streets you walk on, they carry their own view. This is Street View.
Father God of heaven, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come now knowing who you are, God. We recognize that every time we breathe, we have been given that breath. We sit down together in community, in fellowship. We're grateful for all that you've done and that you do and you will do. We say thank you for your son, an example of a man who served and continues to serve faithfully. We thank you for the woman, for the woman is a beautiful and precious thing to us because she gives of herself so freely to the man. And the man then in return gives to you. So here it is, we give into you our essence, our life, our breath, our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings. We come in and we saying, let's draw together in unity. Let's treat everybody like we want to be treated. Let's be one. So let's be one. So in Jesus Christ's name, we thank you. Amen. Today's episode of Street View Podcast is about Austin Street Shelter. One thing about homelessness is that you are still secluded in a sense. One of the things that really, really gets to me is that I have never been able to go to Austin Street Shelter because of my age. Austin Street Shelter has a lot of requirements. So does any other place or institution. What we have is Mr. John Edmonds. We also have Mr. Tyrone Kinney. We also have Mr. Mitch Young on the show. We're going to sit back and talk about not only Austin Street, but we're also going to talk about some of the initiatives here at the library, like Tai Chi, photography, and coffee and conversation as well. Mr. John Edmonds is the executive director over Austin Street Shelter. Mr. John.
First of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be here. I'm happy to talk to all of you. I've been involved. I'm going to kind of back into your question a little bit because I've been involved in community development and community building for 25 years. You know, anecdotally, 25 years ago, I walked off the elevator in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I was impressed in my spirit that this is the work that I have for you, and in one form or another, you'll be doing it for the rest of your life. And that's been true for 25 years and ticking.
You seem to be happy about it and joyous.
I am. You know, I'm working in my area of passion. And so to fast forward, I've been in all aspects of community development and community building for my career.
Yes.
And recently I got the opportunity to take on Austin Street Shelter. What I've found in this short period of time, I've been there about 7 months. What I've found in this short period of time is that it's still community development. It's still community building.
That's great.
It's the same thing. It's just a different application. And so I bring then to Austin Street that experience and that perspective. And that's a perspective that says that, you know, in community building, for example, the answers to the ills of a neighborhood are found in the neighborhood. They're not found in the ivory towers of.
It's not found in the money. It's not found in the numbers.
It's found in the wisdom in the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And it's the same at an Austin Street. The answers to the issues of the homeless are found in Austin Street. And so I'm about repositioning, re-strategizing, changing the philosophy, changing the culture of an Austin Street so that we can better serve our residents.
And eventually serve the community as well.
Well, absolutely. It all goes together.
And so you've been doing this, you said, 25 years?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How's that working out for you? I see you have a joy, and I see you have a vibrancy about yourself. There's a lot of stigmas going on for me specific. Personally, I'm a young man. I love to indulge in wisdom, and it seems like you guys got a storehouse of wisdom over there that I'd like to get to, but as a homeless individual, your services are not available to me. What's the deal with that?
Well, again, we're re-examining everything about the shelter, but one of the things that was in place when I got there is that we serve men that are 45 years old and up, and that's 45. What and that's what you refer to. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, the two major ones would be that those men are the most vulnerable on the street. And so Austin Street wants to be about serving the most vulnerable. And that's one reason. The other reason is kind of more basic, and that is people that are 45 and older are tired, and we don't fight.
Yeah, if I can't get you in two, it's over. I mean, if I can't get you in two, I quit. I feel it.
So we're gonna talk it out.
I feel that. I respect that. I mean, it's like, yeah, I feel that. I respect that too. One of the things I also noticed are. Found out was you guys don't, y'all don't take federal funding?
We don't.
What's that about?
Well, a couple different things. It's mostly about, and as you noticed, under the George W. Bush administration, there was the establishment of the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. But that's new to federal government under the Bush administration. And even in that, there's still some restrictions. Like, for example, I've administered a grant out of the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. One rule of that grant was that you cannot proselytize. If you're going to pray, you have to go to another room and do that and then come back and do your programming. Point is, there is a separation in our government of church and state, and because that's the case, there is a lot of restrictions as it relates to being able to talk about things related to faith. Austin Street is a faith-based organization. Yes. We are unashamedly want to talk about things of faith, things about Jesus Christ. We think some answers are in the Bible. And matter of fact, we know it. And we want to be able to implement those things. We're restricted from doing that with federal funding at many levels. And so for that reason, we sacrifice that. And we fully understand that we're leaving some money on the table. Okay. But we think it's worth it. I don't understand how you really can deal with somebody's issues and their problems, particularly if they have some emotional issues, if they've got past that where they've made mistakes and they feel like there is no future for them. I don't know how you reason and work somebody out of that without the things of faith, the principles of faith. I don't know how you do that.
And some virtues. I mean, every individual in doesn't matter where they are, has a belief, a thought, and there are four aspects to a person, I think. There's the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Sure. And so, yeah, there is if you're trying to be a complete person,
that's right,
you would try to touch all of those areas or
that's
aspects.
Right. And then, so how can you talk about completeness and wholeness if you're going to leave one aspect of your four, if you're going to leave the spiritual aspect all the way out, then I don't know how you get to wholeness.
You don't. In my understanding, in my estimation. I mean, we have some individuals here who are in the program, and they seem like pretty stand-up dudes. They seem like pretty stand-up dudes. If you don't mind, could I go right on ahead into introducing Mr. Mitch Young?
Absolutely.
How you doing there? Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Mitch. Talk to us, man. Talk to us, Mitch, and let us know who you are, where you come from, what you're going through, man, and how can your life be an example to help someone else?
Well, I recently became an outdoor individual. I like to use that term rather than homeless. about a month ago. And so it's kind of a new experience for me. I chose Austin Street. One of the y'all were joking about being 45 years old, everyone's lost their fight. That's actually a selling point for me. I knew, okay, everybody's sold their wild oats and, you know, everything will be chilling exactly. But so far for me, it's been a good experience, you know, and we also have been able to do things that I might not have done in, you know, my other, you know, life. Like, for instance, here at the library, we had a photo program where we had a photo class, and we were able to go out in downtown and take pictures. And for me, it really sparked an interest in photography. And so now I'm walking around with my camera. I'm like, oh, look at the light there. And Also, I've been able to, there are other programs, like there's an art class at the Stew Pot that I've gotten involved in and I've really enjoyed. And so actually I'm getting more cultural enrichment as an outdoor individual than I ever did.
That also goes to the wellness of that, of those different portions of the character.
Yeah, and it's an enrichment. It helps keep you, you know, and also keeps you away from the bad influences, you know, because yes. I can find my happiness through those things rather than bad things.
One of the things I always talk about is different domains, being able to transcend to different or transverse to different domains. If you don't mind, I'd like to kind of ask a little bit about you, though.
Well, I was raised in a Christian home right here in Dallas in Lakewood. Grew up in the Baptist church, and so I was, cut my teeth on the nursery and the Baptist, you know. So I was raised in a faith-based home. I went to Christian schools. Me personally, I'm a computer technician, and so I had a little trouble finding some work. That's kind of one of the reasons why that I'm an outdoor individual.
Outdoor individual. I like that. I'm gonna adopt that one.
You can steal it if you want.
I am.
I just want a commission.
All right.
That's all right. So, fortunately for me, I didn't have any. You know, there are some people that have mental health issues, substance abuse issues. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I was blessed. I didn't have any of that, so it was just more of a financial thing for me, which, you know, how I found myself here. But hopefully, I don't stay very long. You know, because I do have job skills and I can get out and
find work.
And so
you're not the only one, which is why I asked you to kind of display a little bit about yourself. There are so many individuals who we think on the streets are just, you know, oh man, you know, that guy's look nice. He looks nice. And yeah, but I mean, even at school, there are guys who are homeless or outdoor individuals. And so you never know who you're dealing with. And one of the things that I got from you was a texture or in a sort. Do you have any advice for a homeless guy?
Well, see, I'm still new, and okay, so I'm working. In fact,
what are the lessons? Some of the lessons you've learned.
It's amazed me the generosity that I have seen in many of my homeless brothers, because I mean, you wouldn't think that, and especially over racial boundaries too. You know, because you know I'm a white individual, but you know my black brothers, they take care of me just as much as everybody else. There's not that separation, and when people see a need, you know they're sometimes eager to help fill that. And like one thing Ty and I do, we try to save food and feed the real outdoor individuals, the guys that can't make it into the shelter, that are, you know, too high or whatever else to make it in. And so we try to take care of each other. And so that's one thing that really surprised me was how giving so many people are.
Hey, you said Ty, since you mentioned him. Ty, why don't you come up and introduce yourself, Mr. Tyrone Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
I was going to say something. If you look as old as Mitch do, they'll actually let you in.
Yeah. You can do some of that gray hair.
Do I need to just... Mr. Ty, how you doing, man? How's everything, man?
It's going okay.
I'm grateful to have you here. This is a beautiful thing because, in a sense, I look into Martin Luther King a lot. And I lately have been noticing just intricacies, because I hadn't before looked into him. I just heard about the guy. But now sitting here and seeing you and your brother here, and not your, oh, my brother, my black brother. No, your Caucasian brother, the guy who's sharing food with you, the guy who's taking time to think about another individual. Y'all coming together on a collaborative effort, not for self, but for others. This is a special episode for me specifically because I dig wisdom and I got men here who are willing to share their time and their energy so that others might benefit from it. Tyrone, could you tell us What got you into the situation you're in?
My situation is a little bit similar one way with Mitch. That, you know, I grew up in a church with a church background. My situation, I end up making some poor choices later on in life, which, you know, caused me to be incarcerated. And having an addiction, you know. Yes. I had trying to deal with things, a lot of things going on. I had a death of both my parents, and that was a lot to deal with.
Within a time frame. Yeah.
Yeah, and
within a lifetime.
Yeah, it was a lot of things that hit me at a short amount of time, and which goes back to thanking him for having that, getting back to the faith base that helped put some things back together in my life, looking at things. But so I end up finding myself in a predicament, but I was able to go to Austin Street, and I look at being in the shelters, and you got your pluses and your minuses to being in a shelter, but it's shelters to me, it's like fish. You know, you eat fish, you eat the meat, you spit out the bones. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So you get the part that's nourishment.
The process of selection.
Yeah, you know.
My question to you is this. Do you consider yourself as homeless?
In a technical sense, yes, I'm homeless. But in a more spiritual, more of a spiritual, I think, I'm becoming more whole, and I think I have a family I've developed, so it's almost like home in a sense.
You say you have a family you've developed. So you guys kind of tell us a little bit about the relationship you guys have.
I met Mitch when he first got over to Austin Street, and he looked like he was fairly lost.
So. I was.
So, plus he had plenty of cigarettes.
Yeah. Always a plus there.
But
I was about 2 or 3 days homeless. I didn't even, because at the time, we leave in at 6 a.m. I didn't, where do you go? You know, I didn't even know where to go. And so Tyrone just happened to be the guy sleeping next to me, and I'm like, so where do you go after this? Because I was just gonna like walk the streets, you know. I didn't know what to do. And he's like, well, there, you know, they have the bridge and there's this. And so he kind of took me under his wing and kind of showed me some of the different programs that are available. He got me into the art class and got me into the photo class. So he's kind of been a big brother, I guess. We're brothers from another mother, what do they say?
Something like that.
Yeah. But it's been a very positive experience. He met Mom. Mom loves him.
Yeah. I'm getting him to go to church now. His mom.
Yes. She loves that.
She's adopted me now. So
Lord, baby.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's real happy about that.
You talked about the art program some. How has art affected you as a
outdoor individual.
How has art
been?
Right. Well, we were specifically talking about the photography class here at the library. It really changed my perspective because I've always enjoyed photography, but it's more of like point and shoot, you know, just taking pictures. But this really opened my eyes to photography as an art, where I find myself when I'm walking around downtown, I'm like, look at the light on that. Look at the angles. Look at that, you know. Right. And so I'm seeing our teacher at our art class, she said, you're using your art eyes. And so I've found myself using my art eyes more often. I'll be walking around. So I've got my little cell phone camera, and I'll go click that and click here. And so it's really, I've used the word term enrichment, you know, because you've got to find positive things, you know, to enrich your life with, and I've really enjoyed it.
So you're doing the photography here at the library?
The photography class was here at the library.
Who's heading that?
I believe her name is Anne.
Anne.
Hello.
That for a segue.
My name's Anne Beaver. I work here at the library, and I have been initiating and leading a lot of the programs on the first floor. My goal is to involve our community, our whole community, our homeless community, our downtown community, and anyone who visits the library to bring everyone together. And we had a bit of that in the photography program. We had all kinds of people participating. And it was, it sounds silly, but it was magical.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was amazing, though. I mean, you know, we had, you know, the instruction, the tips, and, you know, things to do when you go out there downtown. And I saw you guys doing it, especially you two. You were so into it. Tyrone, you're laying on your back on the ground, taking pictures of the buildings.
That's called the worm's eye view, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And Mitch, you were laying down flat, taking pictures of the fountain and stuff. So you guys are really into it. And that, I responded to that to see how engaged you were in the activity, in the group, in the people, getting to know each other. That was one of the best things about it. I mean, you guys were giving us hugs afterward. I mean, that was wonderful.
You talked about some things like equality, unity. You talked about doing that not only amongst the homeless community, but also in the community as a whole, which is also what Mr. Edmonds talked about. So we talked a lot about Austin Street, and we have Mr. Mitch Young and Mr. Tyrone Kenny here. And I wanted to ask you guys just a little bit more about Austin Street, some of the experiences, how it's been beneficial to a homeless, an outdoor individual.
As far as me, I've been at Austin Street roughly 8 months. It's a place that I can feel safe. I can get my thoughts together. There was a situation where I ended up losing some clothing and needed stuff for a job interview. They have a very nice clothing closet.
Yes, you know? They do.
They even had added some personal shoppers to help match your clothes.
Yes.
So wow. It was nice to be able to get some... you know, interview clothes. I am a part of their AA program. Yeah, right. That's always helped me out.
And it's been very beneficial.
It helps a little camaraderie when you get to know another individual who's homeless. You kind of get to know a different side of where they came from and how they got in that situation.
Mr. Tyrone, I know you wanted to make an exit at this moment. Well, we appreciate you coming out, man, and thank you for the ability to have you here, because you are a part of our community, a vital part of the community. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm grateful to have you here. Wish I could have more time to pick your brain. But
yeah, I finally got a job, so.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
He's got a job interview, yeah. So yeah, he's got a,
so, yeah, so.
Thank you for attributing to us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
As we continue on, we're gonna ask Mr. John Edmonds about some of the resources you guys have over there at Austin Street.
Well, you know, Mitch and Tyrone have given you some insight. Maybe I'll just kind of frame it and talk about how this all kind of comes together. But we're known as an emergency shelter. So that means that you can come every night that you have to. You can come back. You can come back. Sometimes if you're working in one of our programs, you'll be assigned a permanent bed.
Okay.
But really, we're an emergency shelter, which means that 400 people show up every day.
Wow. 400?
Yes, that's who we serve. 400 people, and about 300 men, about 100 women.
And y'all don't do federal funding?
No, we don't.
Wow. Kudos.
So we serve those folks. And when they show up, they're going to be given, you know, really three meals. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They will be given a shower. They'll be given a bed for the night. And then, so basic services.
Basic services.
And then we'll take that a step further. We're going to case manage them.
Okay.
We're going to find out if they need any counseling, if they need. And then I've even got my case management staff now on the road of writing what we're calling a life plan. So we want to help folks figure out how, at right. whatever level they
brainstorm.
Are.
Brainstorm.
We want to engage with them, help them figure out what is it that you want in your next stage of life? And then let's figure out how you're going to get there. So a life plan.
I am kind of sort of an advisor in certain things. What is your passion? You know, if you know a person's passion, then you know what they're willing to go into.
It's so funny because, Rashad, let me just interrupt you right there what you just said excited me so much because on May the 16th, I've actually got a group of businessmen coming in, and they're going to do a gifts and skills and talents assessment of every person that signs up that wants to get one.
Yes.
Because we're trying to do exactly that. What is your passion?
What is it?
What is your giftedness? Oh. What are your skills?
Right.
And then we're going to try to put all that, package that into a plan to get you on that track. I don't think there's anything any better than having somebody who is productive in their passion area.
Right. Just like Ann said about the guys with doing the camera, it shocked her. But you'd probably say, well, that homeless guy, he's just a homeless guy, but you don't know, or outdoorsman, you don't know that this guy's like, he can do wonders with the camera.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, one of the things that really continues to amaze me is that I don't think there's any gift or talent that's not in the shelter. There are people that can do everything.
I have a friend.
And as I'm discovering them, for example, let me just point out one of our residents who is now working full-time for us.
Okay.
Nathan Smith was on one of those cots. And Nathan is a PhD. Mm-hmm. He is a brilliant individual. I just happened to run into him, and we asked him to do a writing sample. And he writes like nobody I've ever seen.
Yes.
And so we hired him in our grant administration department, and he's now writing grants, and his grants are really great and deep because he's writing them from the perspective.
Right.
Of somebody who has been in this situation.
I know what that's like.
And
I know
so, what that's like. And so with his brilliance and his perspective,
yes,
he is a tremendous contribution. I snatched him up. He's full time, full benefits,
right,
full everything.
From the cot to the office, dude. Like, so we talked a lot about the extracurricular activities. I'm hearing, and this is crazy because I've heard this more than once, Stupot has a choir. I also hear you guys have a choir.
We do. We're doing it. Our choirs are coming from a couple of different perspectives. Tyrone mentioned one when he was here, but we have a choir and we are revamping it to make it more prolific.
Okay.
But we talked about the talents that's in. We've got some major musicians and singers.
Oh yeah.
That are in the shelter. So we're ramping that up.
You know Glenn? Glenn?
Well, which Glenn?
Glenn plays piano.
I know about three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. G. I call him Mr. G. Yeah. Good dude, man.
Used to play jazz professionally.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Real laid back, real cool.
And then we have a partnership with one of the churches, City Church. Tyrone mentioned it earlier. And about half of their choir at City Church now are Austin Street residents.
Wow.
So City Church comes over, they bring a bus over every Sunday and bring a bus over during the week so they can practice, and then they have Bible study and all that. So we're in partnership with City Church, who is really interested in our population, and they're there for them and to serve them. So we got a couple of different choirs. We've got the Austin Street Choir.
Yes.
And then we've got City Church partnership with about half the people in that choir being Austin Street residents.
I wanted to ask this. One of my main questions is, do you guys deal with the homeless man's nightmare?
Which is?
Laundry.
We do not.
Really?
No, we don't. And it may be something that we need to talk about and change.
Okay.
But we do not. We deal with what I'm going to call, just for explanation purposes, in-house laundry. So when people take a shower, we'll do the towels and we'll do the in-house stuff. But as far as that person's clothing, and that's really kind of what you're talking about,
that's laundry. That's what I mean.
We're not equipped to do it. We do know that other brother and sister agencies in the city do that. And so we're kind of working as a community of providers in that regard. But, you know, I'm getting ready. And by the way, let me take this opportunity on this podcast to say, send money. Yeah. We need it.
Send the loot.
And I'm getting ready to enter into a capital campaign where we're going to revamp our building. You know, we've been around 30 years.
Wow.
So we, just like you would in your home, you've got to upgrade, you've got to redesign, you've got to add on, build on.
Right.
We're going to be doing a capital campaign that does exactly that. And one of the things I'm doing as a result of that, that contemplation is talking about what really are the desires and the needs of our population.
Yes.
And I want them involved in really how we end up designing this new facility that we're going to have.
You said contributions, and that stuck because out of our conversation, an epiphany has hit me in which I understand that the homeless are contributors in a larger sense than we sometimes give credit to. My question to you is, you said your brother and sister agencies. Who are some of those guys?
Well, you've heard some of the names today. The Bridge, Stew Pot, mm-hmm. Union Gospel Mission, Salvation Army.
Right. That third one really hit me, Union Gospel. So you know the guys that are over there who are Pastor Bill and Terrell, and they're doing a pretty good job. I want to give edification where it's due.
Yes.
You guys also, if I'm correct, are in proximity to the new City Square building.
We are at the Opportunity Center.
That Opportunity Center.
And we work, I mean, Larry James has said, literally said to me, John, consider this your building. However we want a partnership and collaborate together, we're going to do it. And we're doing that.
Man, that's awesome, man. Larry should be on the show. Mr. James should be on the show really, really soon. Really, really soon. And so I think what I want to ask you is, say I'm an individual who's homeless over the age of 45. Mm-hmm. How do I get to you guys, or how can I get in contact with you?
Well, you can just call us or you can just come over.
What's the number?
The number is 214-421-4242.
Wow. Okay. And you say come over. Where are you guys located?
We're at 2929 Hickory, as you mentioned, right around the corner, right off of Malcolm X, right around the corner from the Opportunity Center.
Okay. I ask. I'm from New Orleans. I'm not from here, and I still don't know Dallas. Yeah. And so I'm learning.
Speaking of that, there are several people from New Orleans in our residence.
Good. Tell my brothers I said, what's happening? Tell them I spoke. Tell them I said, whoa.
I'll tell them.
And while you're there and you're telling them that, I want them to know, and you as well, that I'm grateful to everybody who's here to be a part of this community. Again, I tell people all the time, I was raised by the village. And so there's a culture here brewing, and we're trying to, in essence, like Miss Ann said, we're trying to spread a unity.
Yeah.
And so let's not be so personalized in a sense, but willing to help and to heal other individuals. I appreciate having you here, Mr. Edmonds. It was a pleasure and an honor because you upheld the dignity of what I desire to be someday myself, a guy who's actually trying to help somebody and has made a career out of something that probably people have told you, philosophy don't pay the bills, homie. And they've told me that, but I'm watching as benefits are not fiscal or financial. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to you, Mr. Mintz.
No problem at all.
Man, it took a lot of courage to do what you did here today. And I'm grateful. You tell Mom I said hi.
I will.
You tell Mom about that scripture.
I will.
And man, this is a major, major thing. Tell people about the podcast. Because what I'm having an issue with right now is homeless or outdoorsmen or not getting to hear the podcast.
Right.
And that's who needs to hear it. Because if there's a way to see that, what you talked about was hope earlier. If there's a way to see hope when there is no hope and there's only despair, then I have that ability to do that. I always, always take my time to respect the elders and to listen to you guys. That's very, very important. Not sure where it is biblically, but he said, I chose the elders because they knew the way, mm-hmm. and the young men because they had the strength. Mm-hmm. And so with that said, I also want to thank Mr. Tyrone, who was left. And so this old heartfelt thank you goes out to him, and hopefully he'll listen to the podcast and share it with some more of you guys' brothers. Crew, love y'all, always. I mean, I love everybody, but this crew right here, they believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. From Ann Beaver to Ryan Smith to Jasmine Afrikawala to Joe Gadais, from us to you all who are listening, we love you. Thank you for the opportunity. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Street View. You can visit us online at streetviewpodcast.com. Tune us in again next time for more discussion.